So pleased to welcome to the radio right now, Jared Stein, Lake Macquarie ultra runner and children's author. Now, he's hoping to become the first person to run the entire length of the Oodnadatta track in South Australia, and he's doing it all in the name of charity. Now, by covering the 620-kilometre track that runs across the heart of the Australian desert, the former English teacher aims to run an ultra-marathon every day. That's 62 kilometres a day, completing the task in 10 days. His goal? To raise $50,000 for Save the Children in the process. So we thought we'd have a chat to him. He joins me on the line right now. Jared, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
The big question, Jared, how's your preparations?
Look, it's going really well. I guess, you know, those that don't know running at the moment, I'm sort of tapering before the event. I've been training for about a year for this, running, you know, anywhere between a marathon and ultra marathon every weekend, and then running during the week and strength training as well. So, yeah, definitely, you know, a huge amount of preparation going into it.
Now, you've definitely got some experience under your belt when it comes to this area. What is it that makes you want to continue to take on these ventures?
Yeah, I think it's sort of that curiosity that I have for adventure, and exploring new places and, I guess the physical feat as well. Like, for me, it's sort of a way to explore, you know, what the human spirit is capable of. So,
yes.
I think it really comes down to that.
Now, the big question, Jared, why Oodnadatta?
Yeah, I thought for a long time, like, about where I would do my next running expedition, and I couldn't get out of my head the Australian desert for some reason. And, looking into it, like, the Oodnadatta track literally goes right through the heart of Australia. So it goes past the Simpson Desert and Lake Eyre as well. So it's just a beautiful place with some amazing, amazing places along the way.
Tell me about your association with Save the Children, the charity that you're doing this for.
Yeah, so Save the Children, they work to help disadvantaged kids all over the world. So they provide, you know, healthcare and education services to kids that are in need. I think it really came about, like, I've travelled a lot in my life into some pretty remote places as well. And, you know, I remember one time in Nepal, like, I met this kid who just couldn't, like, she couldn't access education, her family couldn't afford to send her to school. And I think just those experiences, made me want to give back in that way. And Save the Children do an awesome job in providing those services to kids all over the world. So, yeah.
Now, I mentioned on the opening there, you're only 25, already an author. Tell me about your being a children's author, how that came to be.
It was sort of a COVID project for me, I guess. I was sort of, you know, I guess in that time, like a lot of people, reflecting on things in my life. And I thought it would be, a cool project to write a book about a run that I did up a volcano in Peru.
Right.
I wrote that book and ran around to, you know, a bunch of schools to present the book. And, yeah, it was a really cool, really cool experience. So hoping to do some more writing in the future as well.
Jared, how do you manage to keep your motivation up?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think I've always been that way. I've always sort of been very curious and very interested in lots of different things. And I think that's sort of what drives me really in my life.
Now, let me ask you this one, because you seem to be always on the go. Okay. This is a challenge that I believe you're going to do. Then you'll obviously set another one. Do you have that in your mind already? What could be next for you?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question. I have some ideas. I won't reveal any at the moment, but I definitely have some ideas in different parts of the world that I'd like to do. Possibly running related, we'll see.
Yeah. Now, $50,000, what an incredible goal that you've set for yourself to assist with Save the Children, to try and raise that. Are you already on the way to the $50,000, and do you think it's an achievable goal?
Yeah, look, I'm definitely doing my best. We're at $2,000 at the moment, and we've still got, you know, about 2 weeks before I officially start. So, yeah, I'm really hoping people can get behind this and help me to achieve this goal. I'd really love to achieve that goal.
Now, with the Oodnadatta adventure that you're doing, are we able to follow you? Do you have an app or a website that people can follow how you're going?
Yeah, definitely. So if you go to my website, jaredstian.com, so jaredstian.com, you can find all the information and follow along there and all my socials and stuff as well. So, yeah, you can follow along. Start running officially on the 1st of July.
And I
fly out on the 29th. So, yeah, it's pretty soon. So, excited.
Listen, we're wishing you good luck, and we hope you might talk to us after the event. And we wish you all the best with that $50,000 for the Save the Children.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Good, man. Thank you, Jared. Good luck with it all.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
And if you'd like more details or you'd like to follow him, and you may want to do that, jaredstyan.com is the website there. You'll be able to follow the whole adventure and how he goes along the Udnadatta track, because that's not going to be easy. That's quite a big feat, covering 620 kilometres, almost achieving, as we say, an ultra marathon every day, 62 kilometres a day, and doing that over 10 days. It's going to be massive. We wish him all the best, and we thank him for sharing some time and telling us his story